You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by Stu Miniman with Wikibon. Welcome, Stu.
Thanks for having me, Allison.
So Wikibon has been an analyst firm that's been writing a lot about cloud computing, and you guys are very present at VMworld this week. Can you give us a sense about the scope of focus at your firm and what your role is?
Sure, absolutely. Thanks, Allison, for having me on. I've been listening to the podcast, and good to meet another fellow Twitter person out there and share. So Wikibon's been around for a little over 4 years. I've been with the company about a year and a half now. Wikibon started really with a focus on storage and has really branched out into really covering the full IT stack, focus on enterprise and data center technologies, but also, virtualization, cloud computing, even big data is another, mega trend that we've been watching closely. Everything that we create is available free to the community. We are actually partnering with a company called SiliconANGLE. We do live video from this event for 3.5 days. Everybody can watch it for free while they're watching it at the event. The videos just go up on a website after and they can watch it after it. I personally am running around to anybody that asks me to do a podcast, yes, I'll share my knowledge, put it out there in the community. We have a wiki with over 15,000 IT practitioners. What we love to have is peers sharing with peers because I have some history and background, and so do all the other people that work there, but what we really want to know is how those people that are deploying this in the field are using it, the challenges they're having, the successes they're having, and sharing that with their peers.
In 2011, what do you think are the biggest trends in cloud, and then where do you think the industry really needs to coalesce around some of the questions that are still out there about what cloud wants to be when it grows up?
So Allison, I'm an infrastructure guy at heart. So, the biggest challenge I see is for us to really have true cloud environments, we really need to simplify and not just abstract or put a layer of virtualization in there. Things actually need to be simpler. I need to be able to manage them with fewer people. And when things break, I need to be able to still fix them. So fundamentally, those are challenges that we have. We're seeing some progress in that space. The big vendors are making progress, and there's consortiums that are working on it, and there's a ton of startups in the space that are all trying to attack this in the cloud computing environment.
When you talk to end customers, is it the manageability aspects of the cloud that is on the top of their minds, or are there other things like regulation and security that they're more worried about?
Yeah, so I mean, governance is, governance and compliance is definitely top of mind. The other is organizational inertia tends to be a lot. There's that big gap between what the C-levels are, reading about and being told, and the people in the organizational structures, how they actually deploy it and manage it, a little bit of fear. As to how their jobs are going to be handled, and these are the things that we can get the technology right, and it takes companies you're kicking and screaming down that path, and that's why there's a lot of great companies out there that are providing services. It is services that is driving this transformation. It is evangelists and people that are actually helping people architect and build these environments. I mean, the cloud architect's one of the hot jobs out there, right?
Sure, so of course. When you look out into the future, and you mentioned big data, a lot of people have talked about specific applications that are cloud ready and not cloud ready. Do you think in 3 years we're not going to be having that conversation anymore? How long is the adoption curve towards applications assumed to be cloud alternatives?
Right. Are there technology limitations that are going to stop specific applications from going there? And I would say that within 3 years we will probably knock down a lot of those technology hurdles. But there will be some applications that there are latency requirements and there are architectural limitations that until the applications are completely rewritten or not needed anymore, they're not going to go there. So going back to virtualization, I think with the latest release of VMware vSphere, we've really removed the architectural barriers to what could go in a VM. That doesn't mean that everybody tomorrow is going to be 100% virtualized.
Right.
There's that adoption, and it always takes longer. I usually like to measure most things. It's really in decades, and it's what percentage of the high IO workloads, the mission critical applications. I think we'll start seeing an acceleration of what goes to cloud, and it's the non-technical issues that'll be
more sociological issues.
Absolutely.
It sounds like are the limiters, which they always are. If one of our listeners wanted to learn more about cloud, what things would you say they should absolutely pay attention to in the next 12 months?
Talk to your peers, and they're the ones that you see what they've been done. Every vendor is gonna, you know, is already marching out their, you know, prize customers. And what we always try to do in the Wikibon community is, you know, let's get the reality. You know, what were the warts? What were the challenges? When you say you rolled that out in 4 days, does that mean from when the equipment actually was taken out of the box, or is it from planning to actually lights on, you know, because it's a big difference, you know, how fast it takes me to on-ramp, what happens if I need to change my provider. There's a lot of challenges there, and make sure you dig in and ask some of those tough questions so they understand what you're getting yourself into, and then how do you keep managing that.
Well, Stu, it's been a pleasure talking to you. My listeners can follow you and get a steady stream of insight on cloud at Stu on Twitter. But do you have a website that you'd like to point them
sure,
to as well?
Sure, absolutely. And of course, that's at STU for Stu. And wikibon.org, that's WIKIBON.org is the wiki. If you just do a /blog is the blog post. I'm very easy to find if you just Stu or Stuart Miniman. You'll find videos, podcasts, articles, myself. And of course, check out everybody in the Wikibon community. And you know, we love contribution. It is a wiki, so anybody can create articles out there. And we welcome, if you ever question what we're writing, go hit edit or add a comment there. And we welcome people to help share more information with the community.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much for being here today.
All right. Thank you for having me, Allison.